琉球遠藤プライムダルマトーク In the Buddhist Sutra called Heart Sutra, it is written about the six practice of the Bodhisattva. This the Bodhisattva means in the beginning of the Mahayana Buddhism, all practitioners who practice for merit of others are called Bodhisattva.It is the difference from the Theravada Buddhism who practice for themselves to be enlightened. But a Mahayana Buddhist practice for others enlightened, others happiness, and all beings. That's what they call, that's why they're called Bodhisattva. Therefore, the first practice of theOf these six practices called paramita. Paramita means awakened wisdom. Is the first is giving, and the second is the suppress and disappear, an ego. And the third is be patient. Actually, originally, in Japanese text, it is written as ninniku. It's usually translated and interpreted as patient.But what is this patient ninnik means? Actually, what is the content of this? As a practitioner for give merit to others. Today's Dharma talk, I would like to start clarifying the meaning of this be patient. As I said, Mahayana Buddhist practitioner practicesFor to give merit to others. So, for example, the person A, the practitioner, will give and care and give merit to the B. Pray for them, the B, or do things for a B. Support the B's the bright future in life. ButActually, there's one big question. Is that enough? Just as a practitioner, just giving merit to other people, is it enough? What I mean is that as a principle of the universe, what you give to others is what you'll be given.From the universe. This is the action and reaction. This is a cause and effect. What you give is what you receive from. What you give to others is what you receive from the, you will receive from the universe. If we think about this principle, is that enough? Just give merit to the person B.Because unless the person B itself, him or herself, start giving merit to others, the person B will not be gain the real happiness in life. The real happiness is that it's a body sensationof that something warms and feeling a happy feeling that springs out from oneself and then go out to spread to the world the warm and happy feeling. And this energy, body sensation of this energy, the warm and happy energy,This will bring the world happiness. However, if person B is just receiving care, just receiving love, and not start giving to others, the person B will not able to gain this energy which the happiness brings out, and then spread out from the to the world through the existence. Yes, being cared and receiving merit from somebody is quite a joyful experience. But human being, easy to get used to receive, to be in the same situation. Therefore, they start to feel that it's of course it's obvious to being cared and not start giving. When this situation happens, the person B even start feel unsatisfied and wish to get more. And this is a state of the hungry ghost. Sometimes these things happen, and if these things happen, it means that a person raised as a hungry ghost by giving merit to others. And this is not what should be happened, because the person A, the practitioner of the Bodhisattva, was showing the giving to others as a sample to let educate B person to show the other sample. And really inside of this action, wishing that B person start doing the same to other people. If B person start to do the same as what he or she received from the person A, who is a Bodhisattva practitioner, it changes the world. It makes whole world happy, because person B will do the same to C, and C will do to D. The infinitive giving circulation will be created, and this will change the world. And actually, this is a motivation for the Bodhisattva practitioner to give merit to others. But it doesn't happen like this often, because person B's ego will resist to start giving to others. The ego always only wanting and not doesn't want to give. And if a person try to confront B person to let them see the ego, that which is a lack of start to give to others, because person A knows, the Bodhisattva practitioner knows, that that's the only way to be happy, as based on the principle of the universe, only who can give to others without ego B discovers the happiness in the life. But ego often prefers just to give, just to get, just to receive and not to give. And when they start to resist, they even criticize and blame to a person. Actually, so many times this kind of thing could happen if you live as a Bodhisattva practitioner. By giving merit to, because of the wishing to others' happiness, and giving merit to others and wishing that ambition to change the world, but receiving the criticism or blame, this try to is a big challenge to the ambition of Bodhisattva practitioner, ambition to let all people be happy and change the world to a happy place. And when this challenge of the resistance register strong and challenging to the ambition, this is the biggest patient for the Bodhisattva practitioner. No matter how the storm is strong, are you still having ambition to take all people to the other shore, to the really happy state of the life and the world? To say yes to this question and keep working on for the people and the world, this is the meaning of the patient. Thank you.